Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The show is back. If you'll recall, we were rolling down a steep hill headed to Floosville when our last episode came to an end. Lucy and Bobby are with me, along with two fizzies called Waffle and Martha, who think we're apples. And Kapow is standing on top of Mount Fizz. Alfalfa Ruby Funkel is still on the loose, and we're no closer to finding her. And now for the really bad news. As soon as we landed in Floosville, they threw us in Fizzy Jail. I've never been in jail before. It's very upsetting. Say, where's the bathroom in this slag heap? I have rights!
Grabstack, could you keep your voice down? We're trying to think over here.
What a disaster. I can't believe we're in Fizzy Jail. Pretty cool jail, though.
I know, right? It's a tree, but the roots are above ground, and they're all tangled up around us. Pretty cozy in here with this furry floor.
It's like the softest grassy lawn ever, only it's orange. Oh, hey, here come Waffle and Martha. Let's see if they can help us. Hey, Waffle. Hey, Martha.
It's our apple friends. We thought we lost you.
Can we come in the jail, too? Apples are just delightful creatures.
I don't know. Are you sure that's a good idea, Martha? We're supposed to be off looking for a grape tree. But if a grape tree is half as much fun as apples, it'll be great.
I feel like my brain is getting smaller. Make them stop.
Do you happen to know how long they're planning on keeping us in this jail? That's also a tree.
Either 100 years or 10 minutes. Time is very squishy in Floosville.
Okay, I see. Speaking of Floosville, could you tell us anything about this place? It's very confusing.
Well, yeah, of course we can. But then we really have to go find a grape tree. Martha, you want to start? Or you want me to?
Gosh, I don't know. Do you want to start?
I mean, I really could go either way because I like to start, okay? However, I like to go second, too.
Who started last time?
Oh, my face just fell asleep. Help!
How about if Martha goes first? What's with the Purple Lake?
Oh, that's very interesting. It's how we got here. Have you ever heard of the Snood Candy Factory?
We have. It's up top in Pflugerville.
Pflugerville? Yeah, right. It's not a real thing.
Oh, yes, it really is. It's where we live, up there.
Well, that is very interesting. Apples live in Pflugerville. All right, I got it.
Anyway, when Mr. Snood makes his treats, he also makes this purple gunky stuff that's mostly sugar. Then it flows down here and makes the purple fizzy lake.
Incredible.
Okay, it's my turn. A long time ago, at the dawn of fizzy time, lightning struck in this cavern.
See, I told you, when the world is about to change, lightning always strikes.
An underground lightning strike. Cool!
And when the lightning hit the fizzy lake, fizzies were born, just like about 100 of us.
And you know what's in our DNA? Making tasty stuff. I mean, we're pretty much made of tasty stuff, but please don't eat us.
Here comes Franny. I love Franny.
Franny has a nose like an elephant. And she's green? Oh, that's so cool.
That's Franny's nose hose. You're about to see it in action. First, she sucks up about 50 gallons of the fizzy lake. Then, she takes all the sugar out while she walks over to Mount Fizz.
So by the time she gets to Mount Fizz, her work is done. And she sprays all the sugar out.
Let me get this straight. Mount Fizz is made entirely of sugar?
It sure is. Franny's been doing this forever. She's really good at it.
And then what's left after all the sugar is taken out goes into the giant pond over there by the Fizz-O-Matic machine.
The Fizz-O-Matic machine? Oh, whatever it is, you have my attention. I love cool machines.
Well, if you love cool machines, you'll definitely like the Fizz-O-Matic. It makes fizzy treats, and they taste amazing, they're healthy, and 100% sugar-free.
No, wait just a second here. You make fizzy treats? Those are the most popular snacks in Pflugerville, but no one has any idea who makes them.
We do, and then we use all these pipes to send fizzy snacks up there, which apparently is called Pflugerville.
Hey, you're famous in Pflugerville. Fizz bars are the most popular snacks around.
There's an orange fizzy with a horn on the end of its nose heading this way. Oh, they're riding some sort of a six-wheeled contraption. Oh, man, I could live down here. So many cool inventions.
I thought I sent you two out for a grape tree. What are you doing talking to our prisoners? You didn't tell them what we do down here, did you?
We did!
But I told you not to do that. You were supposed to be gone for at least a month looking for that grape tree.
Yeah, our fault, my bad. We got distracted by these apples.
How many times do I have to tell you they're not apples, they're people from Pflugerville?
Are they though?
I asked for apples and you brought me two humans and a grab stack.
Excuse me, Mr. Orange Fizzy. Do you happen to know how long you're going to keep us in here?
The name is Mr. Schnooze, and I'm the head foreman of this factory.
Your name is kind of like Mr. Snood.
There is only one Mr. Schnooze, and that's me. And to answer your question, I've come to take you to Fizzy Trial. You're getting out of Fizzy Jail, for now.
Can they come with us to find the grape tree?
I hate to be the one to tell you this, Waffle, but there's no such thing as a grape tree.
Well, of course there is. That's nonsense. Waffle, you and Martha go to the clubhouse and wait for me there. Since you haven't left on your grape tree hunting expedition yet, we might as well have you attend the trial. You might have useful information.
Will do, Mr. Schnooze. We aim to please.
Hey, you want to go swimming on our way?
Of course I do. We might even find a grape tree in there.
Belly flop!
What a day I'm having.
No, I can relate.
You three are not from around here, so I'm going to clue you in on a few facts. First of all, Waffle and Martha are the most distracting, silly, useless fizzies in all of Pflugerville. I send them out looking for things like apples so they won't bother the other workers. When they're hanging around, nothing ever gets done. The apple hunting expedition was on its third week when you showed up. And a grape tree? Well, that would have taken them at least a month and they would have come back with a handful of rocks. But now you've gone and told them grape trees don't exist. Thanks for nothing. Now I'll have to come up with something else.
Oh, I know! Send them out looking for a polka-dotted banana.
It's a good idea, but I've already used that one. Kept them busy for almost 6 weeks. Came back with a bicycle tire.
I got it! Tell them to find a wiffle ball. We've been down here quite a while, and we haven't seen any wiffle balls.
I'm going to write that down. In the meantime, you've entered a forbidden domain. Humans are not allowed in Pflugerville. It's a secret. And now Waffle and Martha have told you everything we do. An even bigger secret. So you'll have to stand trial in the fizzy court. Come along, humans and Grabstack. Your fate awaits.
Oh, I wish I could get Kapow off the top of Mount Fizz. I hear they have a keen legal mind and they're a real winner as a trial attorney. I have a feeling our defense will depend on my formidable acting skills. I'm not an attorney, but I play one on the radio. We'll be right back. And then the trial of the century is on. Oh, I wish I packed my tuxedo and my flats. Oh, and my wig. They never take me seriously in these zebra print socks.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
While you were away, they hauled Bobby, Lucy, and me over to their fizzy clubhouse. Oh, there's a whole bunch of fizzies in here. It's like 1,000 cans of soda pop were opened all at once. It's Fizz Central, folks. Let's see where all this is going.
Order in the court. Everyone quiet down. We have before us two humans and one grab stack. Is the jury ready to proceed? Your opening argument, intruders.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, first of all, y'all look and sound amazing today. Can I just say that? Amazing. Always compliment the jury. They're putty in my hands now.
Is that a zebra pattern on your socks?
Oh, why, yes. Aren't they fabulous? I got them at the sock store on floor. Pricey, but you know, they're worth it.
Wow. Very nice. Carry on.
The basic facts of this case are not in dispute. We stumbled onto your fine home by complete accident while tracking an escapee giant mechanical mole.
So it was you who brought that beastly thing into Floosville. It's been digging tunnels all afternoon. Very distracting for production. You have not helped your case, Mr. Grabstack of Florp.
Hey, Grabstack, tell them about how we promised not to tell anyone about Floosville.
And that we're big fans of fizz bars.
Oh, sure, you think you can handle the spotlight? It's no picnic up here, let me tell you. It's a pressure cooker.
Your Honor, if I may approach the bench.
Bailiff, keep an eye on her.
I just want to say how very sorry I am for making a giant mechanical mole without thinking of what it might do. I had no idea it would dig all the way down here, and I sure didn't know you were living here. My apologies.
Oh, jeez. That apple is really nice.
How many times do I have to say this? They're not apples.
Aren't they, though?
Well, I appreciate your apology. It doesn't change the simple fact that you've discovered us and we are secret. No one in Pflugerville even knows we're here. If we let you go, how can we trust you won't tell everyone? Can you imagine the production slowdown if we had tourists every day? Unimaginable.
I see your point, but honest, we won't tell anyone.
Let us hear from the lawyer for the fizzies.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let this court come to order.
Okay, who made Martha the fizzy lawyer? This is outrageous.
I have it on good authority that Waffle is guilty.
It all happened in the drawing room with a candlestick.
Well, I never. I have an alibi.
Of course you do. Don't they all? He's guilty. Guilty, I tell you.
I don't know if I can take much more of this.
I'm with Martha. Waffle did it.
Did what?
Is the jury ready to give their verdict? Please say yes. Our production line is falling behind with every loony minute that goes by.
The jury has its verdict.
I thought Waffle was guilty of something having to do with a drawing room and a candlestick.
Waffle and Martha really are distracting. It's like gold medal, Olympic-level shenanigans.
Wait! Before you sentence us to 500 years sitting under a tree in the fizzy jail, we have an offer for you.
We do?
First, I'm so sure Bobby and Lucy will never tell a soul about Floosville that if they do, I will give Mr. Snooze my socks.
The zebra print socks?
The very ones! Second, we will leave immediately in search of Alfalfa Ruby Funkle, the giant mechanical mole, and we won't leave until we find her.
If you take Waffle and Martha with you, you've got a deal.
Done!
This court is adjourned. Everyone back to work.
I'm not sure inviting Waffle and Martha along was a great idea.
I folded under the pressure.
Oh, come on, you guys. How bad could it be?
I can't believe we get to go alfalfa hunting with apples. This is the best news I've had all day.
I bet that we can find alfalfa in less than 2 months.
Let's not get carried away. This will take at least a year.
What have I done? My brain will shrink to the size of a raisin if this goes on much longer.
Okay, I've got my sleeping bag and my flashlight. Oh, and my comic books. Lead the way, apples.
Would it matter if I said we weren't apples?
Nope. Isn't it great? Fizzies are the best.
Alfalfas are extremely loud. It's really something. Hey, let's go jump in the lake.
Yeah, let's do that.
Water cannon!
If we even get out of Floosville this month, it'll be a miracle.
Let's just leave. At least we'll be out of here and back on the hunt for Alfalfa Ruby Funkle.
Now that's the best idea I've heard all day. Waffle and Martha will never find us.
And we'll swing by Mount Fizz and see if we can get Kapow to come down. How about you fly up there and crash into Kapow? They'll roll right down Mount Fizz.
Oh, good plan. We'll meet you at the top of the hill where we roll down in your awesome contraption. You climb up there, we'll fly up and grab Kapow.
You know what we say.
Go, kid, go!
There's Kapow. It looks like they fainted again. Hang on. I'm going in for a headbutt. All we have to do is fly down there and tell Kapow to run over and find Lucy. Hey, Kapow, run back up the hill into Floosville. We'll meet you up there.
I had the weirdest dream. I climbed up a mountain made of sugar and then fell all the way to the bottom.
Come on, Kapow, follow us.
I destroyed the sign for Floosville.
That's okay. I don't think anyone else has ever seen it but us. It's Kapow!
Hey there, Lucy Wow!
Oh, I'm glad you're back, and you climbed all the way to the top of Mount Fizz.
Did I? Was it fun?
Loads of fun.
Good for me.
Okay, everyone, we're back on track.
Hey, Apples! Are you ready to go on an alfalfa hunt?
Oh, they're like gum on the bottom of my shoe. Impossible to get rid of.
Now, all we have to do is find Alfalfa Ruby Funkle. But where could she be?
I think we found her.
Now might be a good time to run!
So, what have we learned today, people? Number one, don't offer to give away your zebra print socks, and definitely don't offer to take two fizzies with you on a mechanical mole hunt. This can't end well. Join us for episode 4 of the show and help me get through another half hour with Waffle and Martha. Oh, and if you liked Lucy Wow, she has her own show. Just search for Lucy Wow or Go Kid Go and you'll find your way.
I brought Fizz Bars, enough to last us at least a year. What an adventure we're going to have finding alfalfa. This is very exciting.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star rating and review, and be sure and tell your friends.
Go Kid Go!
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.